So, Kaya, thank you so much for talking to us.
No problem.
And thank you for having such a cool name.
Thank you.
I've always loved your name.
Thank you.
Since I saw you in Skins. Coolest name. And then you kind of look into your background and it's like, because you really got everything, didn't you?
Yeah, but funny enough, Kaya is actually an Anglo-Saxon name. It's actually not a foreign name at all. It's an old English name. Yeah.
So who was it your mum's idea?
My mum, when she came over to England, she used to watch, the Val Kilmer film Willow.
Yes.
She used to watch it over and over again and she couldn't understand any English. But Willow's wife is called Kaya, and when he's running around the forest, he's shouting, Kaya, 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 and she just liked it.
And it just stuck from
there. That's where it's from, yep.
Well, it's a fantastic background that you've got going
Thank
on
you.
There. So, talk about Maze Runner, literally one of the guys in this film.
Mm-hmm.
You were probably not the only girl on set, but
certainly
the only girl acting in it.
Yeah.
When you were offered the role, did you think about the working with all boys and how that would be?
I didn't think about it at all, funny enough. It never kind of felt like a thing to me. I think a lot of my friends are guys. I've kind of grown up in London, got a really diverse group of friends, and one of my best friends is a guy, and just didn't think of it like that. And then I told a friend of mine and she was like, oh God, there's gonna be so many boys. And I was like, yeah. But it was fine. Straight away we became a little family. We just kind of really liked each other as people. They didn't act any differently around me. They were just completely normal, and I loved that about them. And we're still kind of extremely close now, and I'm still the only girl.
Yeah, you were the sister in the brotherhood.
Yep, exactly.
Did you become a bit more boyish though, do you think?
I am quite boyish anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they were quite shocked at how boyish I can be.
Were they?
Yeah. I told the dirtiest jokes and I farted the most, and yeah, I think they were quite surprised.
They were massive respect for you then, yep. I should imagine. Because mm-hmm. you did quite a lot of team building, because the nature of the film is that you guys had to be very close.
Yeah.
And you actually did become that close, didn't you?
Yeah, totally.
What type of thing did you do to in the build-up to get that?
We went camping one night in the glade all together. We stayed out in tents and we built fires and chopped down wood and played baseball and did lots of things like that. And just every night we'd go out for dinner together, or we'd cook in the hotel together. Or we'd go to New Orleans for the weekend and we'll hang out and listen to jazz and stuff like that. We actually really enjoyed each other's company, which is quite rare. Normally, you shoot 17, 18 hours with someone and you just want to go to the hotel and sleep. But we would every night, at least for an hour afterwards, sit and talk and kind of have a debrief of the day.
It sounds like the most fun ever.
It was like a holiday camp. It really was.
You got gutted when it was all over.
Yeah, and we all cried. We all had quite a big cry when it finished. But we've kept in touch so much that it doesn't feel like it ended. We have a WhatsApp group we message every single day. Whenever the English guys are in LA, then we'll all meet up. Whenever they're over here, we'll all meet up. So we have actually kind of seen more of each other since it ended.
So you must know more about those boys than anyone else.
I probably do.
So
I do. I know the ins and outs of them all.
Tell us some of the ins and outs.
Chris Sheffield has got the best eye for fashion ever. Whoever marries him is going to be really, really happy, because he knows how to pick the perfect pair of sunglasses for your face.
I love that.
Dexter's a brilliant singer. He's an amazing dancer as well. Will Poulter's the funniest person you'll ever meet in your life. They're all really nice. They all have kind of cool individual traits about them.
Was there any ever a chance of romance with any of them?
Oh, no. Straight away, it was like brotherly. No. Ugh, God, no.
I love that. Tell us something more about Will that we don't know.
He's huge. He's actually the tallest man ever. We got nicknamed the giraffes on set because we're both quite lanky and like long necks and tall. What else? He's really into rap music. Really, really into rap music. He's also really into trainers. He has a pair of trainers that he only wears inside.
What?
He does never wear them outside the house.
So they're box fresh?
Yeah.
Are you a big trainer girl?
I am. I'm a big comfort girl, but not as intensely as Will. Definitely not.
So you have trainer wars?
Yeah.
So we saw you at V Festival at the weekend.
Yep.
Do you have a fun time?
Yeah, we had a really good time. It was lovely.
How is it now for you being recognised? Obviously, you're doing more and more and you're much more of a sort of well-known face. How do you get on with that?
I mean, it's the same as it's always been. You're just kind of polite to people, and most of the time people are really nice to you, and that's really lovely. It's nice to kind of meet people that admire you in some way, or, enjoy your work, or have laughed or had an emotion towards something you've done. I think it's really interesting and cool. And we all kind of just get on with it. I still, you know, I still go to my local pub and my local shop, and everyone just knows me as Kaya, who's always been there.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
When you left Skins, there was so much sort of talk about the fact you were going to go on to be something really big and do something really big. And obviously you're kind of fulfilling that. But was there, did you feel any kind of pressure to...
No, not at all. I think you just never know. And none of us would ever want to get carried away and think, oh, we're going to be really huge now, because that's just silly. And it's all about enjoying every moment of it. And I think we all just wanted to carry on working because we love the job we do. And no matter if that's just here at home, or if that's in America, or if that's just on a student film in Leeds, you know, it's the same thing. We all just wanted to carry on doing what we love.
And you still in touch with Nicholas?
Yeah, all of us. We're all still really, really close.
Do you, I mean, how much time do you get to hang out with the old Skins gang?
We dedicate a lot of time to all hanging out together. We're very, it's been 8 years now, and we still meet up at least once a month, at least. Yeah, we spend a lot of time together.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's nice. We all went to Wireless Festival together. Like 20 of us, yeah.
So it's a bit like the Maze Runner gang.
Yeah.
The Skins gang have remained that tight as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's something about you guys as people, the fact that you have kind of remained that close, not, you know.
I think it's partly to do with the fact that we weren't actors when we started. We were just normal kids, and we just liked each other and got on and had fun and want to carry on doing it. And we all went through such a crazy experience together that not a lot of people in the world can understand. Much like anything, if you're not going through it, it's difficult to understand it. So it's kind of like a nice safety net being around each other, because we all know that we're experiencing the same kind of things. And when we meet up, you know, we don't talk about work. We just talk about normal crap and TV shows and the weather and stuff like that. And it's just nice to kind of take yourself out of this world a little bit and back into that one.
But if there is a situation that you think, oh, you know, you can, there's always someone you can go, this has just happened.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which is really, really cool. Mm-hmm. So what have you got coming up?
I just finished shooting a film in Australia called The Moon, the Sun with Pierce Brosnan playing my dad, playing Louis the 14th, Sun King. And it's set in Versailles, in the Palace of Versailles in France. And we got to shoot there, shot in the Hall of Mirrors. I play his daughter who befriends a mermaid. And it's all about her reconnecting with her father and this friendship with the mermaid and falling in love. And it was just nice to kind of do something with really beautiful, flowy dresses and being clean for once. Yeah. And then hopefully the second Maze Runner film will start shooting very soon, and we'll get stuck in again.
So back to camping.
Back to, well, this desert this time. Oh. So that's going to be interesting.
So there is a bit of a girly under there at
heart. Sometimes, yeah. Definitely.
You like to get dressed up every now and then.
Every now and again.
But you don't mind, so the whole camping thing, you don't mind bugs?
No, I'm cool. I kept trying to find the snakes in Louisiana. But they kept getting told off by the snake wrangler because it wasn't safe for me to go look on my own. But I wanted to find one.
Pretty good point.
Yeah, I know, it's true. Someone did get bit, to be fair.
Oh, so, really? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So the insurance on the film must have been quite high. Kaya, it's lovely. Sorry, Kaya, it's lovely
Thank
to
you.
See you. Thank you so much for coming in to chat
Thank
to us
you very
about
much.
Maze Runner.
No problem. Thank you.